What's up, partners? What we're going to do is continue with the World of Webcraft training series, which is a lesson series about Flash ActionScript 3 and PHP and mingling those two technologies together to create some kind of online social network game type thing. Okie dokie. So let's take a look at our list. We've crossed out Construct a Game Menu System for the Player, which we created in Part 6 of this series. Now we're in Part 7, so we're going to move along to allowing character customization and saving. So what I'll do is show you how to make some little application within the game where the player can customize their character's appearance, and then I'll show you where or at what point in the script that you would call out to PHP to save all that data to a MySQL database. That way, the next time the game loads for the character 2 weeks later or whatever, or for the player, their character has the same appearance that they chose when they left. So you got to save all those options to a MySQL database or some kind of storage device. And since we have MySQL already in place, we might as well use that. Now what we'll do, the first thing is we'll go into our game, into the whole file movie clip. If you've been following along, you know exactly what I'm talking about. To wherever your character is in place. And actually, we're not going to double click on that and go inside here, which we could. We could work right there. But what we're going to do instead is deselect everything here, go into the library, and find the character movie clip, or whatever you named the movie clip that is this little character here. You see when I click mine, it has an instance name of player, or PLYR, but instance name in the library is character. So I go into my library, I find character, and I double click it. So now I'm inside of the character movie clip all by itself, and really you're working independently of what's going on stage or anything. You're just inside of its movie clip and you have its timeline here. Now in this little example application, I'm just going to show you guys how to allow the player to manipulate the skin tone. You can see now we have a skin tone that is like a tan, neutral human color. But you can change it to be more red, more white, more yellow, or whatever you want. And that's what you give the player the options for. So the first thing we'll do is take this drawing object and right-click it, convert to symbol, make sure it's a movie clip symbol, and we'll give it a top left registration like it has by default there. And you can name it in the library, character base, or something like that. And this layer, you want to name character base as well. Now just for instance, if you were to add, let's say, character shirt, that's where that would go, and you would have a movie clip that is a whole bunch of different shirts on different frames, just like I'm going to show you how to set up this character base movie clip. Okay, so now I'm going to highlight the character base and I'll just lock this layer just to be safe there, double click it and go inside. So let's create a new layer here and let's call it actions, and right here we're going to open the scripting panel by pressing F9. We're going to type in a stop command. That way this movie clip, when we put extra frames here, it doesn't just run and loop on its own. You have to have a stop command there if you want it to not loop. And here you can name this skin tone, or whatever you really want to name it to where it makes sense for you, okay? Well, the first frame, I'm going to make it white. And the second frame, I'm going to make it that tan. So let's go ahead and make another keyframe by pressing F6 on frame 2. On frame 1, highlight the symbol, the drawing object, and I'm going to turn it white. The second frame, you can see it's that neutral tan. The third frame, I'm going to turn it maybe a little more reddish. Well, the fourth frame, I'm going to turn it a little more brownish and darker. And finally, the fifth one, which you can make as many skin tones as you like. I'm going to make the next one maybe a little more yellowish. So I've got a bunch of different skin tones now that people can choose from. And in this movie clip, it's going to stop initially on frame 1. And what we'll do is add some code commands. When we have the skin tone stored in the MySQL database, we're going to request that data. And what we'll do is add code to command this movie clip, the character movie clip, to snap to any frame that the user happens to have saved for that skin tone. You know what I'm saying? So you can put a frame labels layer in here, which will make things nice and easy. On the skin tone layer, just add a new layer above it and call this labels. because this is where you can easily snap to a frame label that you put in place. So over here, you highlight that. Actually, you just make keyframes all through there to match those. The first keyframe label, you want to call white. The second keyframe label, we're going to call tan or beige. Third one, red. The fourth one, brown. And the fifth one, yellow. So I have nice frame labels all through there. That way my script can snap to whichever frame label it needs to for the character's customized skin tone. And like I said, you can put as many skin tones as you like through there. You just have to build the options screen for them to pick. And now you'll notice if you go back to scene one and then you delve back into your whole file. Let's move back to the stage where we can see it here. Your world layer, whatever frame where your world loads up, you'll see the character standing there and he's white now. If you double click inside of that, you get the character base movie clip sitting there, and then there's all your frames that you just created. Okay? So now everybody, when you load this on the server, everybody's going to be this white color now until you give them the ability to adjust appearance right here on this screen. And that's what we're going to discuss in the next part, part 8. Because I don't want any one video to really get too long. So I'm going to cut it right here. And we'll continue in part 8. If that's cool with you. Okay, so I'll see you soon, my lovely.